Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
The two hands are lifted, lift your voice and thank God for your life. Exalt the name of Christ for your life. You are alive. You are blessed. You are well. Lift your voice and give God the glory for your life. Shadekerele bahadeya antorodoba. It's blessing for your life. Exalt the name of Christ for your life. Now raise your voice like you mean it. This is a serious moment. Raise your voice and bless him. See the bada bah. Piano Zizia. Sanda da bada bah. Rabada Bahadea. Today is the 3rd of March 2024, and I want to thank God for the life of this nation. On Wednesday, we are going to be celebrating Ghana's 67th, is it Wednesday or Thursday? Wednesday. Ghana's 67th independence anniversary. And God has been extremely good to this nation. Sometimes it's so sad that people do not see any correlation between the nation and the church. Many people find it strange that I carry the flag of the nation every Sunday. It is strange to people that we sing the national anthem every Sunday. Well, I would like to use the opportunity to clarify a few things, maybe through the mirror or the spectacle of the Word of God. And so that you can be able to understand that the church or you as a child of God or as a Christian, you are not separated from the country in which you live. And for those of you who have traveled or who are travelers who travel around the world, you come to a realization that you do not have any other nation but this one. Wherever you fly to, the moment you land in that particular place, your first question is, when are you leaving? I am just arriving, and you are asking me when I'm leaving. A young man, ridiculously, the other day when he was asked the same question, when are you leaving? He said, I do not intend to leave. The reason why I came is to stay. They said, well, we do not want to accommodate you, so they repatriated him because your visa is saying that you have only 1 month and we permit you to leave for only 2 weeks. And so then you come to a realization that if you do not realize what God has made you and where he has placed you, and you even reject your history and your background and where you have come from and all that kind of thing, you may end up as a person, a personality without any identity. But even God, the Bible said in Revelation, the 20th chapter, the 12th verse, he said in the scriptures, very clear, he said, and I saw the dead, great and small, stand before God. The Bible said, and the dead were judged according to their deeds, their works. Say amen. And so I am going to use the opportunity for us to be able to look carefully at what we are dealing with. Esther, please, can you, allow the other Esther to deal with the script for me? Follow what we are doing carefully. Now, I will want to use the opportunity this morning, and since this may not be part of my submission, that even God is going to be dealing with us. The Bible said, when he says great and small, it simply means from patches of groups and sects and places where they have come from. You come from somewhere. Nobody came from oblivion. Everybody came from somewhere. Look at how high as Kofi Annan, how high he went to be the Secretary General of the United Nations for quite many years. But he came from a particular place. Should we take you to Kofi Annan's hometown, you will not believe that this was where he came from. So then we are going to have people that are going to put the locations or the geographical places where they have come from. They are going to put those names on the map, because most of us, where we come from, does not exist or appear on the map. Now, I don't know who I'm talking to, but there are many people standing here, baby, it doesn't appear on the map. The GPS don't know where you come from. Absolutely. I mean, there are many of us standing here. Even technology does not know where you come from. But truly, we have all come from a particular place. And so I'm going to use opportunity this morning, just as I have done from 2016. God has given me an assignment over this nation. My assignment over this nation and the body of Christ is to intercede for this country and to bring this country to order and godly correction. You don't dispute that, because respectfully, you didn't give me that assignment. The truth of the matter is that I am an assignment, and the assignment this morning, just like we have done for 2016 till now, how many years? 4 years to 2020, 4 years now. So 8 years, every Sunday before 6 March, we do what we are going to do for 8 years. And so I will love you to follow attentively. Normally, I will wrap the pulpit with the colors of the nation. This particular year, I have intentionally not wrap the whole pulpit with the national colors intentionally. And whilst I go on, you possibly will understand the reason why it is so. Say a good amen. John chapter 12 verses 20 and 21. The Bible said there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." Luke 21 verses number 34 through to 36. Luke chapter 21 verses number 34, 35 and 36. The Bible said, take it to yourselves. Lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with suffering and drunkenness and the curse of this life, and so that they come upon you unawares. The Bible said, for as a sinner it shall come upon all them that dwell upon the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Watch ye therefore, pray always, that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. When you look in retrospection to the nation as regarding God, Revelation chapter number 11, verse number 15 talks about, for the seven angels sounded, and the Bible said, and there was a great voice in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and his Christ, and he shall reign over the kingdoms and the nations forever and ever. I look at this particular scripture and I would like to highlight and reiterate, the kingdoms of this world has become the kingdoms of our Lord. The kingdoms of this world has become the kingdoms of our Lord. That means that when Ezekiel prophesied in Ezekiel 18 and verse number 4, he was not even talking about the nations and the geographical boundaries. Where he even was talking about the people that dwell in the nation. He said, all souls are mine, saith the Lord. Every soul is mine. God is making claims to the souls. Very profound. Matthew chapter 25, verse number 31 and 32. Jesus was speaking, and when he said, when the Son of Man shall come in the glory, in his glory, and all his angels with him, the Bible said he will sit upon his throne. I'm talking about Matthew chapter 25, verse number 31. The Bible said he will sit upon the throne of his glory, and before him shall be gathered all the nations. The nations shall be gathered before the Christ. Even the nations who does not believe in him. The Bible said they shall gather before him. And the Bible said, and he shall separate them one from the other, as a shepherd divided his sheep from the goats. In other words, even the human beings, and among them, watch this clearly, even the nations, he as a shepherd is going to separate us and divide us according to, you know, his own division. The Bible said in Daniel chapter number 12 and verse number 2, he said, some will go into eternal life and others into eternal damnation or punishment. In other words, there is going to be a separation. In my preamble, allow me to do Genesis chapter number 18 and verse number 25, where the Bible said, that be far from thee to do after this manner. It was Abraham who was having a conversation with God. And whilst they were having the conversation, God was on his way to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah for the multitude and the abundance of iniquity, sin, and wickedness wickedness, the cruelty that they have purported upon the earth. And so God was on his way to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. And the Bible said, he said to himself, how can I hide this from my friend Abraham? Maybe let me pass by and discuss with him and see how he thinks and what he thinks about it. The Bible said that when he went and spoke to Abraham and said, Abi, I am on my way to Sodom and Gomorrah. You know the wickedness that have been plagued and that have been executed in that particular part of the earth. What do you think? And then Abraham said, let it be far away from you. Shall you destroy the wicked and the righteous together? And then he went further and said, and that the righteous should be as the wicked. And then he made a submission that be far away from Almighty God. And then he said, shall the judge of all the earth not do right? In other words, Abraham even believed that God is the judge of all the earth, and that the earth belonged to God. As the psalmist said in Psalm number 24 from verse number 1, he said, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and them that dwell in. He has founded it upon the waters and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend unto the holy hills of God, and who shall stand in his holy place? He that have clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the God of his salvation. Lift up your hands, O ye gates, be lifted up, O ye everlasting doors, that the King of glory will come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. The psalmist was making it very clear that the earth and the world, the earth in verse 24, he made a submission, the earth, the place, and the world, the system. Yeah, in the chapter 24 and verse number 1, the world, the earth is the Lord. He mentioned two things, the earth and the world. It's not the same thing. The earth is the place. The world is the cosmos. The system. The earth is like your computer. The world is like the software, the operating system that commands the computer. And so the earth is the hardware, and the world is the software that commands it. You cannot take God. This is why the Bible said, pray for the peace of Jerusalem, that in the peace of Jerusalem you shall find peace. Yes, you are a stranger and a pilgrim on earth. Yes, you shall die as all men, as dust. Dust will return to dust, and ashes will return to ashes. We all have been determined with a particular time which will live here. Yeah, but everybody has been born into a particular nation, and that is why you hold the citizenship to a particular nation. And this is why, ladies and gentlemen, you cannot separate. Listen to this. You cannot separate a person from where he comes from. The only person the Bible talks about who doesn't have a place where he dwells is Melchizedek. Only person is Melchizedek. Obifra Santiachim, Obifra Sante, Obifra Chem, Obifri Fante, Obifri Krobo, Obifri Volta, Obifri Techimai, Obifri, you know, and Granza, Obifri, Wasa, Obifri, Pasa, Obifri, Dambai, Obifri, Tamale, Obifri, Boga, Obifri. Everybody comes from a place. I don't care how you will want to disconnect yourself from that place. The moment a great person dies, even if he serves a nation, the state relinquishes that person to family. And family go and bury whoever. At Tamils. All the great guys, they were handed over to family. This is why you cannot disown your family. You can't call your mother a witch, your father a wizard, and disown your own, whether you like it or not. So when people come here and they tell me, I don't have any, I don't know what you are talking about, because if you fall dead right now, your family will appear. They love your dead body more than your living body. They will appear. And this is not only your family, my family, the same thing. They are the same people. Yeah. So watch me, and I'm building up on something very categorically. So I would love you to follow me rapidly this particular morning. When you look at our national anthem, when Philip Bell was writing this, I believe that he had an inspiration of God to write this. It was not just a song that came up. He said, God bless our homeland Ghana, make our nation great and strong, bold to defend forever the cause of freedom and of right, fill our hearts with true humility, make us cherish fearless honesty, and help us to resist oppressors rule with all our will and might forevermore. And in the second stanza, he wrote, he said, hail the name of God, hail to thy name, O Ghana, to thee be made a solemn vow. And goes further and says, steadfast to build together a nation strong in unity. He said, with our gifts and might and strength of arm, whether night or day, in mist or storm, in every need, whatever the call may be, we are called to serve. And then in the last stanza, which is my favorite stanza in all the stanzas, raise high the flag of Ghana, and one with Africa advance, black star, black star of hope and honor. To all who test for liberty, I like this part, where the banner of Ghana freely fly, may the way of freedom truly lie. Arise, 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 O sons of Ghana land, and under God. You can never tell me this person didn't have an encounter. Under God, Ghana, march forward, march on forevermore. If you have the full version of the national anthem, not a short one, all stanzas. Do we? All stanzas. We don't. Don't worry. Let's sing the first one. Play the national anthem. It's fine. Hallelujah. Your right hand is on your heart. Right after that, this is the only Sunday before Independence where I will sing the national anthem before the word. Normally, I would do it after. Hallelujah. You may be seated. I greet the nation in the name of Jesus Christ. This is not a presentation after any group or persons or any personality. It does not aim to target anybody unduly with disrespect or dishonor, because this pulpit does not have that assignment. But this morning's presentation is to admonish ourselves and as a nation, and then speak to issues that can be able to help us, even if Christ should tarry. By the grace of God, it is going to be an opportunity that will make the place where we dwell a little better for us. Amen. I'm going to ask you to give me silence for the first 21 minutes. And then I will build a submission which I believe will bless this particular country. Now, when I look at Ghana since it became a nation or its inception, I mean, from the Queen of England, when they discovered from the Queen of England right up to Sir Aidan Clark, downwards to building down, came down to, there was another person, I think it was Sir something, I have forgotten. Before, let's see, somebody is a historian. Correct. The lady is very sharp. And so came down to other people until Ghana gained independence. When we gained independence, we were still under the leadership of Her Majesty Elizabeth II. And so then Ghana became a republic after, where this first amazing gentleman declared that Ghana, your beloved nation, is absolutely free forever. At the old polo grounds, it was a joy. It was that first time we outlined this flag, red as the blood of the people who toiled for you, yellow as the enrichment of this nation, the green as the vegetational lines of this nation, black star, the hope of Africa. I have heard people dispute, have you ever seen any star that is black that shines? The answer is yes. When you go into mineral enrichment, like gold, like diamonds, like amethyst, bale, honest stones, we have black stones. If you check the crown of the Queen of England, or now the King of England, there are black stones in his crown. And those stones, they glitter more than some of the white stones. So then, when Nkrumah said, "This is going to be the hope of Africa," he had a point and a revelation that went with it. I have looked at the first republic until it was ousted by, you know, General Joseph Ankrah. When Ankrah made that particular, you know, ousted and took Nkrumah out, we had another general who came up, General Akwesiye Frifa. And then in between that time, they put two ceremonial leaders in place. You know the history. I will not bore you with history this morning. It's fine. I'm just making a submission. Just follow me. And then when they had done that, clearly they went into the Second Republic. And that particular did not last much. It came a military junta also that, you know, ripped that particular one off. And then we had another military rule through Kwabena Kutuwe Champo. And then that passed quickly with another coup by, you know, Brigadier General Fred Ekufu. When that happened, Ghana went into a steep and a deep pit. And so we went into the Third Republic with His Excellency Dr. Hilah Lehman. And that particular era did not last much. Another military junta came in the 79 uprising. This gentleman and his friends took arms and cleared off the constitutional rule. But before the Fourth Republic, there was an 11 years, 7 days of military rule. The PNDC, ARFRC, PNDC days lasted us for 11 solid years. As a nation, that particular period went through a very high and low time. I am not that person that is going to stand and condemn everything that happened, because even during the days of these military people, something good happened to this nation. Operation Feed Yourself was a good and a very positive thing. Domestication, that word, it didn't come from Danlati. It came from Kutuwe Champo. So then you can't tell me that these people were just a bunch of time wasters. No. They all did something for this nation. I mean, you can never tell me in the PNDC days, Nkrumah Circle was so dirty as today. Because in those days, Salifu Amankwa will make sure that anybody that passed through Circle did something patriotic to keep that particular place clean. Now today, go there and see for yourself. If you are looking for one of the most smelly places in the whole of the earth, it is Nkrumah Circle. The most untidy place on earth, Kaswa. Yeah. It is only in Ghana where we have open dumping sites. It is sad. Today, I stand here to lead this nation in prayer of intercession. I want to tell you, you are 67. You are 67. It calls for reflection. 11 years and few days of PNDC. Ghana was returned to a constitutional rule in the Fourth Republic. Then it started with President Rawlings leading the Fourth Republic with the 1990, whoever is there, focus and follow me. 1992 Constitution. This is not a jungle. Listen to what I'm saying. 1992 Constitution was the thing that we were following. It's still the thing now. President Rawlings ruled for 8 years. First term, second term, started the National Democratic Congress and led this particular nation. You can never tell me there was nothing good that happened out of that particular junta or that particular regime. That's not what I'm looking at. I'm just going somewhere. Follow me. Then President Ajikum Kufuor, His Excellency, took over. When President Kufuor took over, it is as if some fresh air started breathing on this nation. Suddenly, Ghana became together again. We believe that this nation could work again. To the point that when President Kufuor sits in that office at the Osukaso, he believed that we can still make things work. And those were the times where our knees were before the Lord and in prayer we were trusting and believing God that things can turn around. The economy started picking up. We started growing. Our GDP growth started picking up. Our national deficit reduced at the, you know, rule of this gentleman. And also our reserves increased. Even though his plan was not the best and it was not popular, because the first decision he took was to take this nation to join the, you know, highly indebted nations among the world, and so that they can cancel all our debts. And that is what, you know, he did to begin to lift us up. Honestly speaking, we felt, especially people of faith, we felt that, you know, to be called hippie in those times was a stigma that we didn't need, because let the rich say I'm poor, let the poor say I'm rich, and the weak say I'm strong. We wanted to profess faith. But the man on the screen was also thinking that your situation is worse than you think, because you can't see the books. You are broke and you are wounded. And we should tell the world that, so that they can be able to help us, and so that we can stop servicing our debt, and by the grace of God we can grow. You know what? The politicians believe that church should not be talking what, like the way I'm talking. Church should be talking hallelujah, and we have also believed in that, and we have hallelujahized everything. The only use the politicians have on us as a church is voting purposes. Therefore, this year, you will see a lot of them going from church to church. But I am telling you that if we can vote, then we can also make our opinions and our voices heard. It's not a mistake. I heard my president on his inaugural speech said, and that speech, actually, it is even the American president you thought he borrowed the speech from is not the original writer of that speech. Not to be spectators, but to be citizens. And so I stand here to make certain things clear. When President Kufuor was leaving office, we saw a very strange man take office. His Excellency Evans Atta-Mills, John Evans Atta-Mills. When he started his campaign in that particular year, I mean, their party was so broke to the point that the professor didn't have any money for a campaign. So he started his campaign through what the church calls the house-to-house evangelism. How can you go around house to house and speak to everybody to vote for you? But I can boldly say that the hand of God was with it, what this man was doing. We needed a particular change at that time because at that particular time, the servants and the messengers of the distinguished president, Ajegun Kufuor, most of his functionaries have become so proud and arrogant to the point that they could not even hear counsel. This nation did not hesitate to put power in the hands of John Evans Atta-Mills. He served this nation faithfully. He was the only president who could stand in front of America and say that this nation does not believe in a man sleeping with a man and a woman sleeping with a woman. This particular president never stole a dime from our coffers. Faithful man! The day he died, we saw the signs. But if you are looking for the most castigated and the most insulted president in the first, second, third, fourth Republic of Ghana, is this one. We spoke nonsense to the point that he heard our nonsense and our nonsense demoralized him and he died in office. When he died in office, we cried like a little boy who have lost his toy in school. We composed songs for him and we printed wax prints for him. Put his pictures in it. The things we said about Atta-Mills, if he was alive and he had just 10%, he wouldn't have died. We spoke nonsense. I mean, we even ridiculed his projects. Until he died, then we knew that we had lost a good man. His vice president, His Excellency John Dramani Mahama, took up and finished his term, stood for election, and won. Ruled this nation for another 4 years in the Fourth Republic. Very interestingly, we voted massively for my president, His Excellency Nana Addo Dankwa Akufo-Addo. Everybody said to my president that he could not be a president, including prophets, including, you know, spiritual people. People from my president's hometown could even say that we believe great people have come from Chibi or in our Chim area, but we don't believe that this one could be a president of Ghana. When the first time, it didn't work. When the second time, it didn't work. At the time that even hope was, all hope was gone. A third time, God showed his mercy and kindness to this particular president and gave him an opportunity. We are in our 8th year of the tenure of this fine gentleman. Now, clearly speaking, ladies and gentlemen, the reason why I went through all these 14 leaders, the reason why I went through that, all of them are Christians. There is no Buddhist among the names I mentioned. I wouldn't have gone through this because mostly during independence, what I call the prophetic mandate or message to the nation, I normally go through some of these areas and talk about. But the reason why I outline all these things is because there is no Muslim among the names I mentioned. The reason why I outline this is that there is no atheist, somebody who says he doesn't believe in God. It's not among these people. There is no traditionalists, or there is nobody who is a fetish among these guys. As a matter of fact, when you look clearly among all of them, Nkrumah was a Catholic, you know, Ankrah was a Methodist, Efrifa was an Anglican, Ni Ama Oleno was a Presbyterian, Akufo-Addo Senior was a Presbyterian. If you look at Kofi Abrefa Buzia, he was a Methodist. Ignatius Kutu Echampong was a Roman Catholic. Fred Ekufu was a Presbyterian. Hila Liman was a Roman Catholic. If you look at Jerry Rawlings, he was a Roman Catholic. Ajikum Kufo is a Roman Catholic. John Atamiuzo was a Methodist. John Dramani Mahama, Assemblies of God, raised Presbyterian. And then His Excellency Nana Dodankwa Akufo-Addo, raised Presbyterian. He is an Anglican. All these guys believe in God. The thing is that the Bible said that when the people saw the disciples of Christ, they knew that these men have been with Christ. You can't serve God and the effect is not manifesting. Jesus said, "You are the salt of the earth and the light of the world. If salt loses its taste, what good will it be for? Henceforth, it is good for nothing. Men will cast it down and tread it under their foot." When I look at Christians leading a nation, and still the nation, after 67 years, we are going to spend not less than $5 to $10 million this week in independence celebration. I still stand here to tell my president and his government and the people of Ghana, there is nothing to celebrate. Years. I will talk about our strengths and weaknesses. I won't take you through the full SWOT analysis, strength, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. I will only talk about strengths and weaknesses. Our number one strength: democratic rule. At least the Fourth Republic has been, you know, a very stable thing. When you go to Burkina and all those other places, Guinea and all that, when you see these crazy people taking arms and overthrown, you know, constitutional or democratic rule, it is not a strength. But Ghana, at least the Fourth Republic, have been a very stable rule. You know, we have some stability. It's a strength. Number two, we have religious tolerance. Muslims and Christians can, you know, cohabit. Buddhists and Hindus and atheists and comfort traditionalists can all dwell together. It's a strength. It's a strength because in Guinea, they have been fighting over religion for almost about 45 years now. Muslims and whatever. When you go to Nigeria, this kind of cohabitation is not there. You can see people fighting from the north to the south. They can go to a church on Sunday morning and, slaughter the pastor and kill many people in the name of religion. So when you see Al-Shabaab, Al-Qaeda, Boko Haram and all these are extremists in religion. So watch this very carefully. So when you come to Ghana and the chief imam can come to church, and when it's the chief imam's birthday, we can have preachers and all that to go to. It is brotherly love. It's a strength. It's a strength. It is a strength. Number three strength, we have ethnic and tribal strength. You know, you can see an Ever gotten married to an Achim married to a Fanti married to a Krobo, I'm married to a Krobo. It's a strength. It's a strength. We can be able to cohabit because tribalism against each other is one of the biggest madness that anybody can get themselves into. So when you come to Ghana and father is a girl, mother is a frafra, it's a strength. You know, the children are going to understand that when you come to Ghana, we don't have any kind of tribes. As a matter of fact, when you travel and the white man sees the black man, he calls all of us Africans. When we Ghanaians, we see each other in the diaspora, we call ourselves Mikuru Munini. And this is why when we travel, we go to places where our people are. If they are in New York, we go to New York. If they are in Jersey, we go to Jersey. If they are, you know, in London, when you go to London, if it is Broadwater Farm, we go there. If it is Brixton, if it is Deptford, if it is, you know, all the nice places where the black people gather themselves together, you will see us there. And therefore, it's a strength to cohabit without say mempike before mempengran for mempekwe for mempas and before. That is madness that anybody will want to go into. So one of our strengths after all these 67 years is ethnic and tribal blend. We have been able to blend ourselves very well. Next strength, we have solid people. I mean, look at the names I just mentioned. Solid people. Buzia is an abbreviation that forms a word. Best university student in Africa. It forms the word Buzia. So actually, Buzia possibly was not the name his parents gave him. The guy was sharp. Smart guy. Great people. Let me not take it far. Let me bring nice names. You will realize that Ghana is an intellectual nation. I called Kofi Annan, amazing man of God, you know, man of the state or a statesman. You know, when you look at people like Kwamla Tumo, let me pay tribute to people who are dead. You know, people like Kwamla Tumo, how many journalists have gone to the opulent apex of journalism to go to, up to the point of, BBC, well-staged journalism. At the age of 41, he made history. We are smart people. We are smart people. When you look at boxers, we have generated our own smart people. The professor, Azuma Nelson. When you look at all the guys who came after Ikoti, you know, and all the Alfred Kote, and all the other guys who have come, Bukum Bankum, we are smart people. I will start from the, you know, secular line, Nana Kwame Ampedu, you know, a skilled musician, you know, whatever. And then come to Nana Tofu, all these other amazing people, when he holds the guitar and plays the guitar, you can hear skill, you know, and talent mixed together. Smart people. We are smart. Articulate. Even when you look at these younger people, you know, in secular music, like Ebony, like Stoneboy, Shatawale, Blacko, and all these guys are smart guys. You think I don't know them? I do. Smart guys. Talent, pure talent is at work. Nobody can tell me that the devil gave that talent. Pure talent is at work. It depends on how you use it. Pure talent is at work. When you look at gospel fraternity, I will begin with Professor Kofi Abraham. Amazing guy. Phenomenal people. Yao Sapon and our smartphone band. You look at people whose articulate minds have brought a shift. Let's look at people like Mary Ganza, Helena Rubbles, the Tego sisters, the daughters of the of glorious Jesus. Let's look at people who have great ability, who have made music so attractive. Getty and friends. People, let me pay tribute to Martin Senlabi, amazing, phenomenal gentleman. Let me pay tribute to Shadrach Yorsen's father, Mr. Yorsen, amazing guy. When he sits by the piano at the Church of Pentecost convention, when M.K. Yabua is ministering and he plays, the power of God comes upon the convention and miracles begin to take place. We are smart. Ajinu Yawobi. Smart. Smart people. When we talk about journalists, you know, begin Charlie Sam and all that, Tommy Anamfosen. Great guys. Smart people. Elizabeth Ohene. I'm talking about journalists. People who have saved this nation. Let me salute the life of Kwame Sefakai and his cream of people. You know, those, you know, cream of people. And then when you come to talk about the modern people, and I Akunedu, and you know, all these guys, Akosua Sapon, all the likes of them, people who serve on like, let me salute the guy who something Boateng, Sechile Boateng, and all his cream, including Nanaya Akunedu's boss, what was her name? You know, Murphy Akunedu. Great people, smart people. Let's talk about weaknesses. Out of all these people, this nation's biggest weakness is lack of leadership. All these guys, I can boldly tell you they are fine persons, but there is no leadership. Oh, there is no leadership. It's not bold enough. We have made Nkrumah a superstar because nobody has been able to break his record. Anything he did, we are struggling to maintain. We have collapsed in Sawam Cannery, Commander Sugar Factory, the tomato factories, the shoe factories. Sanyo was assembled here. We used to assemble televisions in this country. It's gone. Thomas, it's gone. We used to everything that we wore, including wax prints, were printed here. It's gone. It's a weakness. It's a weakness. We don't have leaders. And so sometimes when I see people like the vice president saying things like, since this government came, we have never seen any government since independence. Absolute lie, because the leadership, even in Nkrumah, who I will say his leadership was not bold enough. When you look at Nkrumah's group, his cream, Jomo Kenyatta, Ufe Buanyei, Julius Nyerere, Kenneth Kaunda, Haile Selassie, Nelson Mandela, those leaders, at least I will salute those people, because you can see something significant that were built in their nations. But if I move from those cream, all these fine guys I mentioned, I'm telling you, they only did their best, but their leadership was not there yet. This is why we are struggling. Leadership. You can present somebody for election, and sometimes I see presidential candidates who are not leaders. Leaders is not Oye Kenifu. Leader is not because he is leading us. No. A leader is not a manager. A leader is not a supervisor. And a leader is not a boss. A leader is the person who shows the way. Leadership is direction. Leadership is a journey. Leadership is impact. Leadership is exemplary. Leadership is functionality. If I should give you a very good example, leadership is that we are going to sweep this auditorium. I take the broom first and begin to sweep. Then all of you take brooms and you are sweeping after me. That is a typical example of leadership. So leadership is not self-centered. It's not self-aggrandizing. And it's not pompous. Leadership does not boast. No leader shall stand and say, we have done this, we have done that. No, 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 no. Let your work speak. Sometimes when I stand and I see, they drove one time when President Mills was alive, they drove him all the way to Atomic Energy Road to go and commission something. Up to today, that's something he dug the floor for or the ground for has still not material. I don't know what project it was. It has still not material to today. Now, the point is this. Sometimes when I see, you know, groundbreaking, ground digging, like a chief was saying some time ago, where, you know, sword cutting, blade cutting, scissor cutting, knife cutting, all the cuttings. When I see this, these are the job of assemblymen, not the president. If this is not a job of, then if you go to the Dubai, if you go to Dubai, the Crown Prince of Dubai should be commissioning almost every skyscraper. The reason why we are commissioning toilets and simple classroom block and all that, because there is no visionary leaders. Leaders! Let me give you an example of leadership. Don't go far. Let me give you a good example of leadership. James McKeown founded the Church of Pentecost with his friends. Within a very short time, Church of Pentecost have been able to spread themselves and their tentacles all over the world. They have apostles, they have, you know, regional pastors, district pastors, presiding elders, all over the world. Now, a leader, one person from Ghana, spreads himself all over. And he can be able to put all these pastors and all these churches under accountability. Nobody is misbehaving. If you are looking for the wealthiest or one of the most wealthiest ministries, is the Church of Pentecost. But nobody chops money there. Leaders are in place. From McKeown to Apostle Sappho, from Apostle Sappho to Apostle M.K. Yeboah, from Apostle M.K. Yeboah to Apostle Michael Ntumi, from Ntumi to Pokunina, from Pokunina to Eric Nyamiche. Leaders are in place. Proper leaders. Look at Bishop Dark Edward Mills. He starts a church from Coligono, and by now we have 7,000 churches all over the world. Obien Diskada. That is leadership. Obien Diskada. Obien Wobetimakasu a lighthouse kada. You see all these boys making noise and you know, talking nonsense against Bishop Dark and his style and administration and all that. They are the people who want to infiltrate, and he doesn't want to allow them to infiltrate, and that is the reason why they left and they are talking nonsense. Let me say this to you. Leadership is firm. Sometimes with the real leadership, you may see it as dictatorship. This is why Paul Kagame is developing Rwanda. No nonsense. Oh, Jimmy, obey them. No nonsense. I'm telling you. Listen, all the young ladies here, if you don't marry a leader, you struggle in marriage. A man without a vision will slap you. A man without a vision will sleep with you 7 times in a night. He doesn't have vision. Or do you say, "Why you say how your machine? We name say we deeper." Somebody shall leaders. I'm talking about leaders. When a leader is, everything rises by leadership. Everything falls by leadership. It may read the Ghana is here. It's leaders. It's a leadership problem. Number two. So it can always, it cannot all be only our leaders. The next weakness is structures. Lack of proper structures. Somebody can travel from China and come to Ghana and do galamsey. We repatriate him. She comes back and do galamsey. She changes her name. She holds Ghana card. She holds a Ghanaian passport. How did the person got a Ghanaian passport? You have become so cheap, so loose, that people can easily permeate and penetrate your system easily. I can never go to the United Kingdom and get citizenship when I don't earn it. It will never happen. Somebody can sit at home and get a passport. Look at the way Galamsey have spoiled all of. Do you think that me, if I was a Galamsey kingpin, I would be standing here this morning? The reason these guys are still destroying the environment is because people in authority are part of it. You are part of it. You are part of it. You are boys on the ground, and their madness is destroying this nation. You are 67. If I am the president of Ghana, there will be no celebration or gathering anywhere. Let that money be channel back. Like the president of, I think it's Malawi or Tanzania or something. She's a woman, a Muslim. She said, no independence celebration. $3 million into children's education, girl child education. It didn't spoil anything. It didn't bring anything. March pass doesn't bring anything. People march. It doesn't put food on our table. Any match and carry doesn't mean anything. And we salute in our nation. You are already broke and tattered and wounded. What are you saluting? What are you saluting? Lack of structures. It breaks my heart. It's a weakness. It's a weakness. Lack of a clear vision. We don't have a clear vision. Number four, no clear vision. If we have a clear vision, we will put something like Free SHS. It's a brilliant vision. Okay, Free SHS. Let's make a legislation to back Free SHS so that no matter what government comes to power, Free SHS is permanent. We are not serious. We are not serious at all. I'm looking at serious stuff, ladies and gentlemen. We don't even have a national policy. This is where we are going. They went to Senchi and they did, you know, during President Advance Atamales' time, there was something they called the Constitutional Review Team. They did a review with a big book. I have one in my library right now. They said nice things. Let's amend the Constitution. Let's do this. Let's do that. Kebashibi Antone, not a single thing have been done. We talk a lot. We do nothing. We do nothing. Go to Kolebu and see. You call this a hospital? You say it and they are offended. Do you call this a hospital? Go to G. You call this a hospital? My darling, there are proper hospitals. This should not be people lying on the floor on rusted beds. I thought you said to us that we should sleep in treated mosquito nets. Go to 37 right now and see how many treated mosquito nets are there. I went to the police hospital to pray for one of my fathers. When I went, a retired commissioner on the bed, and they said he's at the VIP ward. I went to the VIP. I said, this is VIP? Mania Bose, this is VIP? We are very interested. Because there is no clear vision. When there is a clear vision, our MPP NDC madness will stop. Listen, I don't care about your parties. Me and Famo. We'll put two groups of people on Mahao Menyipa. In all our history, it's MPP and NDC. Mahaye Papa. Mama Yake Chile. It will be BMO. You travel to Dubai. You look at the Dubai International Airport. You drive to Abu Dhabi. You go through all the 7 states of the United Arab Emirates. And you can salute and say, somebody is in charge. Ask all the Alhajis and the Hajis when you fly from Mecca to Medina. And when you go to Saudi Arabia, come back and tell me that somebody is not in charge. You travel to places like, when you fly to one of the most organized places, Canada. When you fly to Canada, you know, from the airport to airport, look at their infrastructure, their skyline and all that. One of the most cleanest places in the world, Germany. When you go to that particular place, they even wash, they wash the streets. And we don't know, we can't even have a clear sight of anything. A person can look for kunku near him and close the kunku and go and put it at somebody's door. Who was arguing with? I see Arjuna saying. See, so the prophets didn't miss words. When they started talking, and then they made statements in Jeremiah chapter 4, verse number 22. He said, my people are foolish. Me, my woman, Jimmy. Omi a man kwa siya fuo. Woman nim me. Woman ye boni wunyansa fuo papa woman nim. You know, the word of God was not missing words. Somebody is a pensioner. I should go to pension because of lack of no clear vision. You know, somebody that is 85, he says, I am 50. And then he's sitting there. And this is why we have young boys. They don't have, let me tell you, media, I don't like old people in a very, very demanding position. Demanding positions are very tactic work and you need vibrant people to handle it. I'm telling you. So young boys finish University of Ghana, Central University, Ashanti University, UCC, KNUST, and they start driving Uber, taxi, and Yamco. They went to universities to be cab drivers. Are you all right? It's a sick nation. 67 years. I am sad this morning. The immigration service, 2 years or 3 years ago, they did, you know, they've flown out the recruitment forms and all that. They said, we are doing recruitment. They were thrown, they blew out 2,000 forms. They're looking for 2,000 recruits. But they sold 20,000 forms. 22,000 show up. 22,000! When you looked at the people at the Airwalk Stadium, it was heartbreaking. Where are the voices? The church is supposed to be a voice. Speaking to the madness of the Ghanaian politician. We are supposed to be a voice. And because we are in bed with these people, they give us some few dollars and we have become toothless. And, you know, dogs that cannot bark. $1 is equal to 13 Ghana cedis. How can the businessmen and women of Ghana compete? How can you compete? All your profit is gone into inflation. All your profit is gone into inflation. Bad leadership. Bad administration. It is not only that. Bad citizenry. Bad citizenry. From here, Achimota to Accra, Adabraka, they have removed all the metal culverts. All of them. Scrap dealers. They are selling them. Boys, Jimia, what do you want to mean? Jimmy. What do you want to mean? We are here. Obekona kwabrania biye luto pipe mno weke weju. You have forgotten there is time for everything. Weke luto. Now we'll be, he's in a political party, speaking nonsense. Everything they said on television talking are lies. And yet they have given them 2-3 Land Cruisers as bodyguards, police officers guarded. I want to ask the IGP, doc, you know, sometimes I go and see occult spiritualists and police are having guns and protecting them. Tell us if the police can be guarding people like that so we can pay for them to be guarding us also. I'm telling, exploitation of national resources. People in army uniforms, and they are following crazy people. Look at the number of stupid and foolish churches that are springing up in this country. I see, I'm sorry. One of our biggest problems are foolish churches. I see, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. And there is no clear vision. Yet on we all you way, ye we stick away, ye we adia we in so we adia we own num so bolo fine cousin and all that. And this is what we are following. Sorry, dear meme, you say it is empowering, it's inspiring, it reproves, it corrects, it instructs, and it trains in righteousness with all long suffering and doctrine, proper sound doctrine, not madness. Oba and in the kunun tea ye tuni for ye canisi kwemo. Me would I chine ye woo ye meme shorto. Nebra was in a new kunun tina. We no mea kika chreno. You know, and ya wo toni undu fumpania and stand, you know, and all that. No respect, no structure, and all that kind of thing. We're talking nonsense. And this is why the church has lost this. Final, when the mission schools were in charge, my darling, when the mission schools were in charge. You dare not. Look at these secondary school people who took a phone and video and called President Akufo-Addo a fool. Young students. So if I tell the government, Your Excellency, give the schools back to the church. Oba na father, na ye headmaster. Na wo jimi na ye twa wo ma. Your Excellency, wa ujina wa we embesho. So let's say that His Excellency the President came to church this morning and he was sitting here. I will say, good morning, Your Excellency. Today is the 3rd of March. 3 days preceding Ghana's 67th independence celebration. I congratulate all Ghanaians, but to you, Your Excellency, I congratulate you more. Let's say, Excellency, His Excellency, so he's seated here. And then he asked me, Kofi, what have you thought about my tenure? I would say, Your Excellency, you have done fairly well. But there are too many loopholes. But it's not too late. You have almost about 10 months, Your Excellency. Don't let your name go down as a bad president. What you can do is to reverse the narrative and the anomaly. Number one, sign the anti-gay bill. Number two, everybody in your government who is corrupt, don't defend them. If they have to go to jail, let them go to jail. Number three, GFA must be dissolved. Even if FIFA will come against this nation, Your Excellency, if you don't correct the wrongs before you leave, it will turn into a monster. Number four, that National Cathedral pit. If you leave office, Your Excellency, without that building, you will go home with a bad name that you started and you couldn't finish. So please, even if we need to go around and tell people we are building a house for God, Your Excellency, we have to do it. Because now that big pit or hole sitting there is a reproach to the name of the Lord. Number five, Your Excellency, there are too many bad roads in Ghana. We have had 2 years of roads. With all due respect, I'm begging you, let the waste be kept. And at least, solid, proper roads be done in places. And then I would say to His Excellency, Your Excellency, do you believe that if those people who died in Amasama 3 weeks ago because of the pollution of dust that killed those people, do you think that if those people were children of MPs, government will be keeping quiet like that, Your Excellency? Your Excellency, Chakradi Girls deserves justice. And at least a memorial said. Your Excellency, there are so many young people in this country who are traveling out of this country and they will never return because they believe Ghana is a hopeless nation. So, Your Excellency, it's time we put hope back to the voter. If not, it won't be nice for MPP. The reason, Your Excellency, is that Ghanaians will not vote for the other people because they love them. They will vote against you to make a statement to you, Your Excellency. This flag is bleeding. This flag is bleeding. This flag is hemorrhaging. This flag is hemorrhage. This morning when we stand, we want to ask God, heal our nation. Look at gutters. Plastic waste in gutters. Look at the Odo River. The Konangrofu Onigum. Asiafu Amunyene. The Konu Amu Onigum. Gosu Ningum. We pardon Namho, Anwa Namho, MCE of this area, DCE of that area. We cannot even sweep the community. all over. Where are communal leaders? Where did it go to? Where is the patriotism we came to meet? So they wrote in the national pledge, I promise on my honor to be faithful. How many faithful people are in this building? You cannot even be faithful to your wife. You want to be an MP. You can't be faithful to your wife. May I catch up? Well, you know, yesterday I was talking to today, and the subject was, why is it that and then I said, why is it that even as a nation, we cannot put mechanism in place that would discourage Edramamo? And then I gave the answer and I said, Yempen, if we do do a maya maya si o maya se, obey then wakasetia. Who are only a summer alarm cruiser now coffer legon girls. Legon for a more hen, munim near making, oh, Hana Kakasia, be see your tinted near Tam Natrium near the laptop Nacon. Sorry, you may be a magana near to diamond near to carmano. A day or your honorable gay. This is why you are not progressing. You are too selfish. Too self-centered and self-aggrandizing. One minister of state had 5 land cruisers. How can you progress? The prime minister of England can go to work with a bicycle. You are here driving in V8 engines. Every government official doesn't buy petrol. They don't pay rent. They don't pay school fees. They don't pay anything. And so when you say Ghana is hard, they don't feel it. President Akufo-Addo don't pay a ticket to fly. He doesn't pay anything. You know, Vice President doesn't pay anything. They have no bills. They don't feel the pain. Who talk credits for electricity? Says, yeah. Nah, sorry, Mink. Sorry, Apple. Heal our nation. Oh God. Heal our country. You decide to add an ECG. They say, the end of the course of war. Huh? What to ya? The 2 hands are on your heart. We want to pray for the healing of the soul of this nation. Heal our land, O God. Open your mouth, begin to pray for. It is not only leadership, it's also citizenry. We have a citizenry problem. Citizen, abro, citizenry problem. Can I hear your voice? Pray for this nation. My God. Heal our land. Defend your name on this country. My Lord, my God. What the angel was she born, eh? Ijilawa. Can how offend? Moja na nanu mushiye gode to ama a drum and it was so see a baby at so nim dear enter us and go to crania de Ghana bre mudem. A man is a baby, you say, ye, you send a horse or man for no bra and a bachelor. A man for no bra. The character and the heart of the people will determine. Man for the bra, brano a womo obono, ene beche. I stand on this altar and ask you to have mercy on Ghana, Heavenly Father. Remember the covenant you have with our forefathers and heal this nation. Remember the gatekeepers who are praying now. From Chrisido Tete to Duncan Williams to Eastwood Anaba. Heal the soul of this nation. Oh God. Deliver us from evil. Change our heart and give us a renewed mind. And I pray for my president and his team. Let them know that every man will account to you. In the mighty name of Jesus. This week I ask, let it be a new beginning for God. And we step out. Create opportunities for this nation. And be gracious and merciful to us. In Jesus' precious name. You don't know Christ as Savior. You have not given your life to Jesus. The right hand is on your heart. Say, dear Jesus, have mercy on a sinner like me. Wash me in the precious blood. Write my name in the book of life. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I am born again. I'm a child of God. I pray, Heavenly Father, be gracious to the souls of these people, that you love and purchase their redemption. In Jesus' precious name. Somebody clap your hands. Give God the glory. This is Sweet Melodies. 94.3 and all his sister stations around the country. Thank you, Vision One. 93.5. Thank you, Boom 88.7. Onuya TV, Amansan. We are grateful. The Lord bless you. We'll catch all of you, God willing, in the next service. My father, Reverend Eric Asare, has returned from the United Kingdom. He is preaching here this morning at 9 o'clock. You can't miss it. I will use the opportunity to thank God for the life of Reverend Sia Stephen Obey Amuako of the Methodist Church of Ghana. Come alive. Thank you, Sia, for your love and your heart. Last Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, even in our all night, you came to join me for a Radekasa in our 3-day fasting and prayer. But the greater news, guys, is that Reverend Eastwood Anaba is coming into this house on Wednesday, 6th of March, 7th of March, and 8th of March, Wednesday to Friday. My father, Reverend Eastwood, will be with us in Reloaded 2024. Because of Eradicasa, we were not pushing this one. And so the publicity starts today. Lastly, Reverend Jerry Pino is celebrating 8 years of ministry. I'm talking about their church is 8 years old. And this evening, I myself and my daddy will be joining Apostle Jerry and his dear wife Eunice and the congregation at Dakoma to celebrate 8 years. Just one evening of their anniversary convention. You are in the area. Join us. It's going to be a very special time. It's just at the Sadiba Enclave. The Lord will bless you. Say amen. You want to join us for our offering 0205922966667. That's 0592296667. From all of us here at the Kwabena Ponsa Memorial Temple, when righteousness becomes a lifestyle, breakthroughs becomes automatic. May the Lord bless you. See you in the next service.
Catch it and say, what to nizipumun and crofu be your mother? What tribe a juke? Am I in your seven home of a chance? Oh boy. A dumbi. Shut one fast out of me, beautiful. Two, can you create the crono? Catch you and send troning the hidden war furniture in Ninja. Tell them the truth. Remember why I tell them it's not a blessing to live a promiscuous life. Tell them. Tell them it's not a blessing when you don't talk to your wife but you chat with girls. Tell them it's not a blessing. Chatting with girls you don't know, Chinese girls, Indian girls, we come on your profile and it's girls, strange girls. We look for that, we see the muta, we are not tambabro, we shall be papa. We hear, we hear, we shall be papa.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesono Worship Center near Tesono Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.